Hi, this is Dr. Stephanie Wigner, your podcast host. I'm a speaker, a chiropractor, a business coach, and a multiple seven-figure entrepreneur. I'm committed to helping wellness practitioners just like you build the business and the life of their dreams. Together, we'll dive into increasing profit, hiring the right team, and buying back your time so that your life can begin to prosper. Learn how I'm increasing my wealth and building a legacy without sacrificing those that I'm building it for. This is the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. Hello, you beautiful people. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. I am coming at you today. I wanted to give you a sneak peek at a podcast that I did with Dr. Nikki Cottas, one of our coaches at the Wealthy Practitioner. And the reason I wanted this to come onto my podcast is for a couple of reasons. One, I want to support her. I want to give her a shout out. So if you're not following Aligned for Success, that is her podcast name. She's going to have amazing practitioners on there sharing their journey, whether they're an associate, whether they're a chiropractor, whether they've opened, closed, whatever they're doing, she's going to share some of the trials and tribulations they've went through. Maybe you should hit her up on Instagram, shoot her a DM, tell her you want to be featured on the podcast. And so I wanted to highlight her, but also I absolutely loved being interviewed. As a 2-4 projector in my human design, I love being interviewed because I feel like my brain works so well that way. So I know you guys love my solo episodes. I know you love when I bring in other people, but I also think it's really fun for you to get a sneak peek and hear how I perceive things and the way that I've navigated. Everybody's always like, Steph, how did you get from where you were to where you are now? And Nikki asked me really good questions. So take a listen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Aligned for Success podcast. I am Dr. Nikki Cottas, and I am so freaking excited for our very first guest, Dr. Stephanie Wigner. Steph is a lot of things to me, and one of the most important things she is to me is a mentor. She is a friend, and she's also literally my number one freaking hype girl. And so if you don't know Stephanie, you're about to see why everybody loves her so very much. But welcome, Steph. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm stoked, and I'm honored to be your first guest.
It makes the most sense in the entire world why you'd be my first guest. But those of you who don't know, Stephanie is also my boss, and I work for her at the Wealthy Practitioner. And she gave little old me a shot to help and be on her consulting team. And we have Steph here today to share how she has navigated business, the trials, the triumphs, and not just in her chiropractic business, but also in her consulting business as well. So, Steph, I would just love for you to share with our listeners how you have created this amazing life. And if you haven't seen her life, go look it in on Instagram. But how you've created this just abundant life and how you have navigated business.
Yeah. So I think that I am like most chiropractors who start out on their journey, and I'm excited about the opportunity, but also terrified because I don't know shit about shit when it comes to business. And I just really decided to dive in and figure it out as I go. And I think that if there's a characteristic trait that separates a lot of successful entrepreneurs from non-successful, it's that they just jump before they're ready. They dive in. They are willing to get dirty and figure it out as they go. And that's just a trait I've always possessed. And so I did that very much so with chiropractic when I started out. I opened in a 600 square foot office. Definitely nothing to brag about, not Instagram worthy, not this big, beautiful thing that you see more often than not on Instagram. I really wanted to keep my overhead super low because if you know anything about me, I love my numbers, I love my profit. And that was just really important for me. I was really trying to get to 10, 15K month as soon as possible with having 10 of that being profit. And so within 3 months, we did that. And I just remember being like, oh my God, okay, I am rich now. Like life is good. I am making so much money. Who even makes 10K a month? This is life changing. It was shortly after that I was like, okay, but this wasn't that hard. And I know this is controversial for some people, but as you strengthen yourself and your entrepreneurial muscles, things that used to feel really hard become easy. And I just have been somebody who, no matter what, has always just pushed through that tension and pushed to the next level so that I can make most things feel easy. And you are able to do that when you have enough reps. So in the beginning, getting 10 new patients a month, sure, that feels hard, but all of a sudden that becomes your floor and now you're shooting for something else. And I think if we can just push long enough, we'll have that happen in any aspect of our business, whether that's managing team, whether it's capacity and what we can serve in a week, whether it's our pricing and what we charge. As long as we keep brushing up against that edge, we're able to get to the next level. And so I took those characteristic traits and those lessons, and I just kept growing from there.
Would you say that growing up, these were things that were passed down to you? Did you learn this grit from somewhere? Where do you think that came from?
Yeah. So I think I was always taught a really good work ethic, which is not the normal now in 2025. I'm actually shocked more often than not at some people's work ethic online. No, you can't just work 2 hours a week and make $2 million. You can't. You just can't start out that way. I was always taught a really good work ethic. I was always taught to never give up. And I think those are important traits. And we talk about that BDQ energy inside of the wealthy practitioner. And that's something that I think I really was born with. But it doesn't mean that it's made it any easier. And sometimes, more often than not, it's actually been like a toxic trait of mine to work no matter what, work 7 days a week, don't take enough rest. I got to work. And so that's probably been a bigger thing that I've had to overcome than anything.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think we all can resonate with that, like developing these toxic traits of like that we tie our worth to how many hours we work, how much energy we're putting into just building our business and never really seeing that there can be another way. And that is truly one of the most favorite things I've learned from you, is that we don't have to tie the amount of hours that we work to the revenue that we can create. So you're so good at creating this energetic abundance. Would you talk to us more about how you have done that?
Yeah. So I look for evidence every day in my life for the abundance that already surrounds me. So whether that's the fact that I just got off a coaching call, hopped on here, I had text messages from people sharing how transformative 90-day sprint's been for them, or how transformative working together has been for them. I'm like, that's abundance. Heck yeah, I didn't know I was going to get those texts today, you know, or I can look outside and I can see the sun shining. I'm like, that's abundant. Sunshine makes me so happy. And so whether it's something big or small, I'm constantly looking for the abundance in my life. And I think it's easy, especially if we surround ourselves with low vibrational people, to get pulled into the opposite of that, to get pulled into scarcity, to get pulled into the doom and the misery and things like that, because misery loves company. And if people are having a bad day, they want to tell people about it so that others can chime in and be like, oh yeah, I'm having a bad day too. I think it's rarer for people to be like, damn, my life is actually really awesome and you can have an awesome life too. And that's been the vibration that I want to share with people. We joke that I don't actually even think people know how cool my life is, because I'm even still a little nervous to share about how epic it is. I was chatting with Brandy yesterday and I'm like, just things that were happening. She's like, if people actually knew this was your life. I was like, I know, I should tell them.
You totally should.
There's this limiting belief that I never want to be unrelatable, but I think there's a part of my life that is super inspirational. And if you knew how unrelatable my day-to-day was, it would inspire you to create more abundance in your life.
I know for sure you have inspired not just me, but hundreds of people. And that is my favorite thing about the Wealthy Practitioner, is the community of it. And it's a group of literally just uplifting people. Nobody in there is pissed off when you share a win. They're like, hell yes, let's go. How did you do it? Let's jump on a call. Just people are so uplifting in there, and it's literally awesome. And the community that you've cultivated is unlike anything else I've ever been a part of. And I'm just so stoked to be in there and see all of the transformations that are possible too. Something else that I would love for you to share is that you are only in your office one day a week. And that was initially what drove me to you. So I'm like, how is she doing this? How does she have a kid? How is she in her practice one day a week? Like, I need to know. So would you mind sharing how you made that leap, how you have created great associate models, and how you're also keeping your associates to help you?
Yeah. So my first associate's name is Dr. Monica. I put an ad out and she applied long before I was ready. I was not at capacity. People are like, how do you hire an associate? I'm like, you decide that you have enough money to pay them, or that you're willing to buy back a little bit of your time, and that you have the cash flow to justify it, right? Because I'm all about, we need to have the money to actually pay them what they're worth, With that being said, though, she had to take a pay cut to come and work for me, but she loved the culture of the office I had built. She was like, I want to see moms and babies. I want to be a part of what you're building. I love what I see about you online. Like, it's a breath of fresh air. I want to be a part of it. And she came to me, and I'm so grateful for her for a lot of reasons, but she was taking a chance on me just as much as I was taking a chance on her. So I think that's a really beautiful place to be with team as well. They have to be invested in you just as much as you're investing in them. And we grew that office together. It by no means was like a me effort. It was a team effort. And she's been with me for a long time because I take care of her, because I genuinely care about what makes her happy. I genuinely care about her personal goals and what she's trying to achieve inside and outside of the office. She decided that she wanted to start promoting and selling Arbonne. I was like, let me get that first order, bro. Send me your link. Let me buy something. And that's just how I operate from everybody that's around me, right? I want to see us all win. And I think that's what makes our community so special, is because when the leader is leading from an abundant place, everybody else feels like they can step into that abundance and win too. There's no competition. There's no ego. I think we can do the same thing with our team. My team, you're like, Steph's my boss. I don't feel like I'm your boss. I feel like we're a team. And so it's any business that you build, if you can get team bought into the mission and you genuinely want to help them and they want to help you, it's just like this beautiful synergistic relationship that it doesn't feel like it's something you have to work at. Me promoting you and Gabrielle and Brandy and the whole team at The Wealthy Practitioner isn't something I have to work out, because I genuinely think all of you are amazing. I genuinely think we have the best damn team in the world. And if you can be that person and that leader, your team is going to vibrate at that level as well.
It's so true. And it's even, I was like, hey, I think I should start a podcast. And you're like, yeah, let's do it. And you were never, why? Or what's the purpose? What is this about? You're like, yeah, I think that's a great idea. How can I help you?
Let me get on that show, bro.
Yeah. And they're like, I'll be your first guest. I'm like, yes, makes the most sense. You're like, oh, not because I'm the coolest. I'm like, both. But it's true. You're just constantly uplifting your team. And that's so important when you're building any kind of business, is the difference between hiring team and empowering them. So empowering them of how you can make a big difference. And I think too that entrepreneurship is glorified. It's so beautiful and it's easy and it just happens, and you got to $1 million practice just by happenstance.
Overnight.
Yeah, overnight. And it was so easy for Steph, and it should be easy for everyone else. And especially with Instagram and podcasts, people never really talk about how difficult it can be. And so I think it's important too to say that you can have a really freaking great life as an associate, as somebody's number two, as somebody's number three. You don't have to be the owner. You don't have to be the number one. You can help to take this mission from A to Z and do it together. And that's something that I absolutely love about you and about all of the people inside of Wealthy Practitioner too. It's like Brandy. I've learned so much from Brandy. Mm-hmm. She's just awesome, and she brings different skill sets. And so totally. If we can start looking at our team and empowering them that way, imagine how much better all of our businesses could truly be.
And I got on a tangent and didn't really answer your question, but the way I was able to remove myself from the office is building up my team, right? If the office, if the business is so dependent upon me in order to function, one, it doesn't allow anybody else on my team to shine. They're the main characters. I want them shining. I want Dr. Sarah and Dr. Monica being the first people you want to see at my office, because I definitely believe that you are in great hands. So why wouldn't you want to see them? And I think that for me, it's just also been building, what do you want in this season of your life? To your point, you can have an amazing life as an associate. I just had somebody text me the other day that did Wealthy Practitioner Accelerator a year ago and was like, hey, Steph, you talk about how entrepreneurship isn't for everybody. I actually don't think it's for me. I'm like, what a beautiful realization. There are plenty of other things that you can do rather than building or growing a practice that is too overwhelming for you. Like, it's not meant for everybody. You and I are both typically working on a Saturday or Sunday on something because we love it and we're addicted to it, but also because there's often things that can be done to move the needle forward. Not everybody's cut out for that. A lot of people like to be able to disconnect and remove themselves. I know for my team at the office, they like that. So I would never have an expectation of, why aren't they working on things when they're not at the office? Why aren't they doing this? Why aren't they doing that? That's not the expectation. They have a job. They do not have a business, and they are showing up and they are contributing in a beautiful way while they are there. And the reason they don't have a business is because when they leave, they want to be able to take it off their plate, forget about it, unplug. And that's beautiful. That's not a luxury that I'll ever have, nor one that I think that I'm cut out to need.
It's so true. I just hired someone last week and all weekend I was making her email, setting her up and things. And so she's probably getting a million notifications. So yesterday I was like, hey, Melissa, just so you know, I do things when I have time and energy to do them. That might be Saturday at 5 o'clock in the morning. I don't expect you to like, hey, I got this email, respond to it. Just know that I do things on my own time and I don't expect that of my employees either.
Totally.
But such like a great reminder too of how we can, as a business owner, we have the capacity and we have the energy to do that. And that is why we need team, because not everybody is cut out for an entrepreneurship, and such a great reminder too. Next, I would love for you to tell us how you've built this amazing consulting business within the Wealthy Practitioner, and just tell us your journey with coaching and how you became this literal powerhouse inside of chiropractic coaching.
Oh, goodness. I have always helped people. I just love problem solving. I was the girl in middle school that my friends would come and they would have like boy trouble or the cattiness between friends. And I'd be like, okay, here's what you need to do. And I would talk them off a ledge. And so it's just been something inside of me. People have always brought their problems to me, my family, my friends, Kyle, my husband. He's, hey, what do you think about this? And I just realized how much I love getting asked for that valuable input and then being able to give it. And so when I decided that I wanted to diversify income, coaching made the most sense. So my practice was at a place where I was able to finally start buying my time back. I had hired Monica. I was like, okay, I'm going to take a couple shifts out of the office. And like any good entrepreneur, I was like, I should start a new business. And I knew that I wanted to do coaching, but I really didn't want to start it on my own. So I started working for another company and I was like, man, I really like it. And I actually grew really quickly, had the most clients, and my clients were getting insane results. And I was like, huh, okay, there's something to this. And then life happened. I had my son and I swear I did an entire rebirth of who I was the moment Jet came into the world. And I just had a bigger purpose than I ever had before. And I was like, I'm meant to grow a coaching company. It was like a 3 a.m. download from God. I'm like, I am meant to do this on my own. I need to do it. I am being called. I've been called for a while. I've been ignoring it. Now it's time to just go full send and actually do it. And it's grown really quickly. I had to learn a lot about the online business model. I had to learn. It's very different than growing a brick and mortar. There are things like funnels and SLO ads and all these things that I had no idea what they were. It was like learning a different language. And it honestly almost stopped me in that first 12 months because I was like, I'm not cut out for this. I'm a chiropractor. I know about the body. I know about copays and care plans. I don't know shit about creating an offer. And I just had to sit with that feeling because also I'm an Enneagram 8, so I don't like not being good at things. And I had to sit with that feeling. And I was like, you know what? What did I do inside of my other business when I didn't know I paid and asked for help? So I can do that same thing inside of this. And so I'd had a longtime mentor that was a really successful coach and consultant. And I was like, okay, I really want to grow this thing. And so I invested into myself. I paid multiple mentors to be like, hey, what's this feel like? And honestly, I think what aided in my success the most is just coming back to my intuition and what felt good to me. How did I want to grow this? We talk about the community. For me, it was, what kind of community do I want to be a part of? I want to be part of a winning community. I want to be part of a community that shows up for each other when it's hard. See somebody slacking and being, hey, you're better than that. Let me help you. What do you need? And so I just brought all of that energy and birthed it into a coaching company. And I think when you have that kind of vibration, it's magnetic. People want to be a part of it. And so I think, honestly, the community, the amazing people that we work with has been the reason why it's grown so quickly, is because people want to be a part of something that is bigger than themselves.
It's so true. And yeah, it's like people see the community, it's exciting. They see other people winning and it just naturally draws people into that. And people are obviously attracted to your energy. I know I am. I think about a lot too, the first time that I met you, and I was honestly scared of you. If you've ever been around Steph in real life, her RBF is...
it's intense.
Yes, it's intense. And I was like, she hates me. But I was like, maybe, no, I don't know. But I remember I made a joke to you and you didn't think it was funny. And I had to be like, oh, I was just kidding. Jet was a newborn and I was taking a picture of you and Nicole and you both had your babies. And anyway, I was like,
oh, your baby. Yes, I remember that.
I was like, your baby didn't look at the camera. And you were like, 2 weeks old. And I was, oh my God, I was just kidding. But all of that to say is something that makes you so likable and to me so successful is you're freaking honest. You're so real. You were like, my baby's an infant, dumbass. And I was, I know, I was just kidding. But it's, I feel like that's something that is your, like, part of your uniqueness is just you're so real with everyone too. So I know that when you took the leap to open your own consulting company, I'm sure that was very difficult, but I'm sure looking back, it's by far the best decision you have ever made, probably in your whole life as far as business goes. But I do have one more question for you, and it does relate to that. But if I had to ask you, if looking back at your life and all of the decisions that you've made in owning multiple businesses, what is one thing that you've decided that really aligned your life for success?
For me, it's not allowing days to go by where I feel not my best self. So we all wake up on days and we're like, I'm just not really feeling it today. Don't want to do the business thing. Don't want to do the mom thing. Don't want to do the wife thing. Don't want to do the boss thing. Like whatever it is, right? We wake up, we're like, I'm just not vibing with that. That's okay. But if you go through a week or 2 weeks or a month or 6 months with that energy, something is misaligned and you have to fix it. You have to figure out. It's why I love the perfect day exercise, right? How do I want to feel when I wake up? I got my organic latte right here. That is a part of my perfect day every day. And I think when we know and we accept and we embrace the fact that we are truly the creators of our reality, we get to change what our day looks like every day. So even back to the point of me not being in the office, my perfect day consisted of me working from home. It's really hard to do as a chiropractor. So guess what I had to do? I had to get strategic. I had to get resourceful and figure out, what am I going to do if I'm working from home? I could work on the practice. Okay, if I'm going to have all this time at home, I could probably work on multiple practices, right? If I'm not in there delivering the care. And so my perfect day consists of all the things that I love. It consists of podcasting and coaching and connecting, because at the core of who I am, I love being connected with other people. That's probably why I'm so vulnerable and share so much, cause that authenticity and that vulnerableness is what allows people to feel close to you. And I'm constantly wanting to feel close to people. I just am a deep relationship kind of gal. I don't want to talk about the weather. I want to talk about all your limiting beliefs that are holding you back. And when I started spending more of my time like that is when all of these parts of my life just started meshing together really beautifully. It's when you think about that quantum leap and that sort of thing. It's like, are you spending your days how you actually want to be? And there's no right or wrong answer. For some people, they want to spend their day fishing all day. Okay, that's not for me. But if that's for you, you're going to naturally attract more success and abundance to you because you're spending your time how you actually want to. And I think for a lot of people, they're not honest about what it is they want. And so they constantly have this friction or this tension in their life, because if they just got quiet and they sat down and they were like, what do I want to be doing? How do I want to spend my time? For a lot of them, it's not how they currently are spending their time. And then that causes this whole disruption in their identity. And that's a lot to unpack. And not everybody wants to have to do that. But I was willing to go deep. I was willing to say, hey, this isn't actually how I want to spend my time. Let me shift it on Fridays first. Okay, let me shift it on Wednesdays. Wow, I'm like, this, I'm attracting more success. Let my clinic does better with me not in it. Why? Because I'm spending my time how I want to be. I'm lit up for life every day. I'm vibrating at a higher level. So naturally my clinic's vibrating at a higher level. And that's just something that I think not a lot of people are willing to sit in for long enough to figure out what it is they want.
Oh, that's so freaking good. I'm motivated to go make a change right now.
Do it. Hey there, do you struggle with using multiple softwares to run your office? Well, I have the perfect solution for you. Genesis Chiropractic Software by Clinic Mind. This all-in-one system and billing service is cloud-based and designed by chiropractors for chiropractors. Its automated workflows streamline every aspect of your practice, from efficient billing processes that increase your collections to easy-to-use dashboards and retention tools that will keep your patients compliant with your care recommendations. We all know it's not just about getting more new patients, but also keeping the ones you do have happy. If you're interested in improving your office with a proven platform that works and want things to stop falling through the cracks, check them out at genesischiropracticsoftware.com. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Wealthy Practitioner Podcast. If you liked what I shared with you today, please rate the show and share it with your friends on social media. To connect with other practitioners just like you, join our exclusive Facebook group, The Wealthy Wellness Practitioner, where we continue the conversation about building profitable businesses. See you next week.